2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning. KSL News Time is now 5 o'clock. It's Wednesday, halfway through the week already, the 9th day of September. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. It is chilly out there, 42 degrees.
And the wind blowing some traffic around, but so far no traffic delays. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Thousands of power outages are still reported more than a day after that powerful windstorm swept through northern Utah.
Our live team coverage begins with KSL News Radio's John Wojcik, live on the scene near 12th West and 4th North in Salt Lake City with the latest. John?
Yeah, Amanda, the hurricane force winds yesterday left a path of destruction across northern Utah and unfortunately killed one resident, in addition to toppling and uprooting hundreds of huge trees. The wind gusts, which reached at least 99 miles per hour, closed a number of school districts and also knocked out the power for more than 170,000 homes and businesses.
Crews are out there working hard, tree crews, line crews. So we just ask that people show a little bit of patience.
Rocky Mountain Power spokesperson Spencer Hall says despite around-the-clock work from their crews, many without power will stay that way throughout the day. The most recent update is that approximately 111,000 customers in the state are still without power. Now, city and county officials throughout northern Utah want everyone without power to know that there are shelters set up, like this one here at the Northwest Recreation Center, where people can go and stay warm throughout the morning. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Due to continued power outages, the Salt Lake City and Davis school districts will not be holding class again today. Seven schools in the Salt Lake City school district will, however, serve lunch from 11 to 12:30. In Weber County, nine schools will be closed today.
A Huntsville couple is grateful to be alive after a 90-year-old tree fell on their home. Homeowner Brooke Saunders says it's heartbreaking, but they're happy to be safe.
Four in the morning, I had a prompting to move downstairs, so we did. Sure enough, the tree came down hours later onto our home.
The family has been renovating the 106-year-old home, but now the project is going to take a little longer.
If your car got whacked by one of those falling trees or other flying debris, it might take a while to get your auto insurance to pay up. And KSL-TV investigative reporter Matt Gephardt reports some people won't be getting any money at all.
Whether or not yours will pay comes down to what kind of insurance you've got on your car. Comprehensive auto insurance covers everything. But insurance agent Bill Penton says that here in Utah, many folks only have liability insurance. It is better news for just about every single Utah homeowner. All policies cover storm damage, be it to the house, the roof, or even a fence.
Homeowners insurance policies usually cover wind and storm damage.
KSL Weather Now with Grant Wayman. The wild winds will continue into today, but not nearly as strong.
And we get our summer back here, even though we had the very cold storm that made it feel like it was late November. You know, we're back to September weather here. It's going to warm up to near 80 or warmer for the weekend with lots of sunshine. So not only good weather to enjoy, but I'm sure there's a lot of work to get done. We've got good weather for folks to get out and get things done as it warms up.
This weekend, we're looking at lows in the high 40s to mid-50s.
More people are rescued from the flames in California. KSL's top national stories this morning with Sean Michael Lyle, live at the KSL National News Desk.
Tim, helicopters pulled out dozens more people from the forests east of Fresno, California, as the Creek Fire grows to over 150,000 acres.
Erratic winds basically pushed that fire in all directions.
A group of firefighters were overrun by flames. One was critically burned as they deployed shelters. Senate leader Mitch McConnell saying a vote on a pandemic relief package is set for tomorrow. He understands Democrats don't like the skinny bill, but should approve the basic stimulus measure.
And then keep arguing over the rest later.
Democrats demand $3 trillion in relief, Republicans offering $1 trillion. AstraZeneca put their coronavirus vaccine trial on hold after a volunteer in Britain suffered an unexplained severe reaction. They say it's not uncommon in a clinical trial. The sickened person is recovering. And the police chief and top deputies in Rochester, New York, have quit over criticism in the death of Daniel Prude. Mayor Lovely Warren admits it's a challenging time.
I truly believe that we will get through this.
Meanwhile, Dallas Police Chief Renee Hall resigning after her department was criticized for their protest response. Both chiefs are African American. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
And coming up on KSL, we'll hear from a South Salt Lake couple who had a tree crash into their bedroom during the windstorm.
And we'll check your KSL traffic.
Well, you'll feel the wind as you drive around on I-215, I-15 in the Salt Lake Valley and up in Davis County. But right now, no delays on the freeways. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 5:05.
Your constant news source and companion. Play KSL on your Amazon Alexa at home and stream our in-depth talk coverage all day. Go to KSLNewsRadio.com.
I want to tell you about my amazing experience with Serta Pro Painters. I had them come out to my house to give me one of their free estimates, and it was a small job. My front door had some cracking, some chip paint. It was starting to rot in some places. In fact, I thought it was going to need to be replaced. But when Serta Pro came out to my house, I said, "Don't even worry about this. We can fix this up no problem." And I was so amazed at the estimate, so amazed at the price, that I had them paint the entire front side of my house, including the garage door, for a lot less than I budgeted. It was beautiful, professional, worry-free, and completely delivered on what they promised. So schedule your free estimate at SertaPro.com. Make sure you spell Serta with a C, because each Serta Pro Painter's business is independently owned and operated. You're dealing with people that are right here in your community. Serta Pro Painters, proven and trusted experts in painting. Visit them at SertaPro.com. That's SertaPro.com.
You hear that? It's your dishwasher that's covered by American Home Shield, which you've loaded perfectly, humming away as you kick back on the couch. A perfect harmony. Keep that everything-in-its-place feeling with an American Home Shield plan. As a member, you'll have peace of mind knowing your budget is protected if that dishwasher stops humming like it should. An American Home Shield plan covers parts of up to 21 home appliances and systems when they wear out, no matter their age. If they can't fix your covered item, they'll replace it. For a free quote and $50 off any of their flexible plans, visit ahs.com/KSL. I'll say it again so you have time to write it down. Ready? It's ahs.com/KSL. Join American Home Shield today for $50 off any plan. Then, get back to the soothing sounds of your home and the confidence of coverage. Service fees, limitations, and exclusions apply. See plan for details.
Thanks for starting your morning with us this morning. As the cleanup continues here in northern Utah, the sound of chainsaws will be reverberating through neighborhoods. Just a quick reminder that Salt Lake City and Davis School Districts not holding class today. We'll keep an eye on all of those things for you this morning.
A South Salt Lake couple says they're lucky to be alive after a tree crashed into their bedroom early yesterday morning.
KSL TV's Morgan Wolf spoke with them and has more in this in-depth report.
Yeah, the wind's blowing. My wife's small, so I feel like I got to hold on to her so she doesn't get away.
Steve Aiden is holding his wife a little tighter after that windstorm.
So the crash that we heard was actually the light hitting the floor.
While sound asleep, an 8-foot-long intruder came crashing through their roof.
Big branch to go through your house and drop on your bed.
Had the tree landed a couple feet to the right,
it kind of seemed like it was all in slow motion.
It could have possibly killed someone.
Well, you know, like I said, I should have died 10 or 12 years ago, maybe.
It's not Steve's first brush with death. He fought a form of leukemia 12 years ago. Within the last 2 weeks, he also got off dialysis for a kidney disease.
It's all borrowed time. Things have been going pretty good. I can't complain a whole lot about something like this.
In fact, he already patched up the roof.
The size of that and how heavy that, you know, piece of wood that was laying across the bed is, you just have to feel lucky.
When living on what you called borrowed time, it will take a lot more than a tree to burst your bubble, even if it bursts through your ceiling.
It's just a house, you know. Got my family, got my kids, got my grandkids. That's what life's been all about.
That's the attitude, isn't it? It's just a house.
Yeah.
We had the strangest noise that kept happening late yesterday afternoon, early evening. It was the door to the attic.
Lifting.
Opening and closing. Lifting and closing. And it was like some sound from a horror movie,
yeah.
You know, that by itself. The first time it happened, my youngest son came running in and said, what in the world is that? I said, I think that was the door to the attic.
Yeah. If that's going on in the middle of the night, it's a little even creepier because you can't identify which direction it's coming from when it's reverberating up through the attic of the house. You know, our focus yesterday was Davis and Weber County for the most part, where they got hit the hardest. But a buddy of mine, Russ Smith, who does the outdoor show with me, lives in Sugar House, just a few blocks away from Highland High School. That entire neighborhood devastated with giant trees that were down on almost every block. So there's a lot of cleanup that has to take place today. And I think we're darn lucky we didn't have more property damage than we actually did from all those fallen trees. We'll keep an eye on it for you this morning as the winds continue to blow. And speaking of that, how about a little traffic and weather together here? 509, our first good chance to see what's happening out there, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. Andy Farnsworth, fingers crossed we'll have a little calmer day today.
Yeah, well, it's starting out that way, thankfully. Construction, not a problem on the freeways either. Been keeping an eye in Farmington, Centerville, where the winds were strongest yesterday. The camera shaking a little bit there, but not really that bad. You'll feel it as well, though, as you drive through the Salt Lake Valley on I-15 or I-215. For those of you coming out of Utah County, traffic a little bit heavy in American Fork right now near the Pioneer Crossing exit. But so far, whether you're on city streets or freeways, no crashes to report, although since the power's not back on everywhere, there still may be a few intersection lights that you'll come upon that are dark, and you'll have to treat them as a four-way stop. Is your equipment ready for the next job? Diamond Rental can service and repair your equipment at 11 Wasatch Front locations. Contact Diamond Rental today or get more information at DiamondRental.com. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. But as you were saying earlier, Tim, I don't think we're out of the woods yet with this high wind today. Let's check back in with Grant.
Wow, what a day yesterday. We still had some strong winds in the overnight, the canyon areas. Finally, those canyon winds calming down. It'll still be breezy, but cloudy and cool. The high temperature only 63. Partly cloudy tomorrow. Could even see a stray shower in 68. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And there was snow on the ground just about everywhere at ski resorts yesterday. Lots of those pictures floating around, too. 43 to start your morning.
We'll get a little more detail from Grant about this high wind warning that's in effect, I think, until just 9 a.m. today. That's just ahead on KSL News Radio.
Stay with us at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. And we're grateful that you're there to start your Wednesday morning with us. Tim and Amanda on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
The kids are back in school, and it's time to take care of that quarantine cushion. For the entire month of September, Skinny Utah is offering 25% off all programs. That's right, 25% off all programs. Are you ready to feel better, get healthy, and lose 20 pounds in the first 40 days with Skinny Utah? Then visit SkinnyUtah.com to get started. Skinny Utah has three convenient offices in Draper, Orem, and Centerville. Everything is 100% natural, no drugs or hormones, and no prepackaged meals to buy. You can choose an in-person consultation or a video call, whichever is easiest for you. Skinny Utah is following all PPE practices by wearing masks and disinfecting after every client to help keep you safe. Visit SkinnyUtah.com to learn how to save 25% off all Skinny Utah programs. Look your best. Feel your best. Visit SkinnyUtah.com. You have nothing to lose but the weight. That's SkinnyUtah.com. Do it for you. SkinnyUtah.com.
A cancer diagnosis is a life-changing moment for you. Before it are thousands of other experiences. Joys, tears, late nights, and early mornings. Years spent planning. Years spent building a beautiful life. At Intermountain Cancer Center, we're ready for the moment things change. We've experienced joys, tears, late nights, and early mornings, years spent planning, and years spent building the best team of cancer experts. Learn about Intermountain Cancer Center at intermountain.com/cancer.
I'm meteorologist Kevin Eubank in the KSL Weather Center. Listen for the KSL Weather and Allergy Report at 7:40 in the morning and 5:40 in the afternoon.
Brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
Hey, just a reminder that as we get this day started, we'll open up the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line. And again, just a thank you to all of you that reached out to us yesterday to pass along what you could see in your area with that wild wind that we had here in northern Utah. That number, of course, 57500. KSL News Time, 5:14. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
a major windstorm in northern Utah yesterday knocked out the power for more than 170,000 homes and businesses. Strong gusts are expected again this morning. I'm KSL News Radio's John Wojcik.
Second, the Salt Lake City and Davis school districts will be closed today, as well as nine schools in the Weber County district.
Third, let's see how those roads are doing this morning. Brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave.
No crashes to report right now. Volumes are still pretty light on the freeways, but you'll feel that wind as you're driving north and south, especially between Salt Lake County and Weber County. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Strong canyon wind subsiding today. It's going to be cool with clouds 63. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now, 43 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Amid the scramble to develop a COVID vaccine, one trial has been stopped. It was being performed by researchers at Oxford and was paused after a human subject developed an undetermined illness. ABC's Tom Rivers is in London.
AstraZeneca hasn't revealed any information about the possible side effect, except to call it a potentially unexplained illness. Health Secretary Matt Hancock.
We will only introduce one when it's safe, and that we will we'll go through that proper process because, you know, we want to get to a vaccine that is both safe and effective as quickly as possible.
The pause covers studies in the U.S. and other countries. AstraZeneca points out it's possible the problem could be a coincidence, as illnesses of all kinds can arise in studies of thousands of people. Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
The heat wave drags on in the west and the winds are picking up. Firefighters keeping up the work battling hundreds of wildfires. ABC's Alex Stone is in Los Angeles County.
Here in California, rising Santa Ana winds this morning and dropping humidity levels have already exhausted firefighters on guard. But the focus right now is on Medford, Oregon. Overnight, a firestorm moving through the city. Tens of thousands evacuated. Oregon Governor Kate Brown.
Thousands of Oregonians have been evacuated from their homes, and many more are at risk.
All of this is being fueled by intense wind, close to 200 fires.
Severe Utah weather.
We're going to jump in here and check in with meteorologist Grant Wayman, who's looking at his extended forecast live on KSL TV.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Grant.
That's okay. You know, it's just what it's one of many trees. We're not the only ones that had damage, right? We know it was up and down the board. And thankfully, we had power. I noticed as I was driving in, a lot of folks, no power, Mill Creek Holiday area. But, you know, while we were getting all the strong winds, look what they were getting in Lyman, Wyoming. Oh, snow and plenty of it, right? It's going to stay cool today. The wet weather's done for the most part. And I'll touch on the winds here in a second. We're still going to see some gusty winds in the canyons. Not as strong as yesterday, though. Kids, everybody needs to bundle up. 40s and windy this morning. It's cool out there for September. We're in the low 60s and sunshine today. Now, one area that is actually getting a little bit of wet weather here along the Wasatch Front, Utah County. Also, I got to point out that I just showed you that Lyman snow. Look at that. We're still seeing snow along I-80 in Wyoming. But again, we're not going to expect that here. All right, let me get to the wind forecast map. And again, the main difference today, two main things. One, the wind's over 60 miles an hour. We're not going to expect that today. And we're mainly confining today's winds to just Davis and southern Weber. So that's where you see this little bullseye of the purple color here. Into the afternoon hours, we think these winds subside to maybe around 30 miles an hour. Into the evening, one more time where we do expect the winds that could go in the 50 mile an hour plus winds. However, as you can see here, it's just mainly confined to Davis County. And 50 miles an hour, you know, definitely a lot more tolerable than 60, 70, 80 miles an hour. So, again, that's the takeaway. The damaging wind's done. We're still going to get some gusty winds around 50 miles an hour. Davis County, elsewhere, it's going to remain fairly quiet. All right, I'm rolling through the temperatures here. It's cool. It's wet in eastern Utah. Montpelier, Logan, 50s most of the day. It is cool here. We talked about the winds. 53, and that's going to be it in Park City.
All right, Grant's going to be back here in just a minute, and we'll get a look at the seven-day forecast. He was talking about some power outages still in effect, Amanda, and I can tell you as you come off of the freeway into downtown Salt Lake on 6 South, just as you get to 3rd West and some of those streets headed towards State Street, no lights right
now.
Really?
So in the downtown area, even some, not just in Mill Creek area.
But if you go a block north, all the lights are functioning just fine, and the power's on at local businesses. So just be careful, and remember that if you come up on any of those intersections, you need to treat them as a four-way stop.
And after a storm like that, you can't blame them for not being able to get on top of all of the downed power lines.
Well, and they've probably been up all night long. I would imagine
no
their
doubt.
Crews have been at it since, you know, we were here yesterday, which is always a yeoman's effort and goes unnoticed by many until the switch comes back on at your house.
Right.
And then you're appreciative of all those efforts. But we'll keep an eye on it with traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines.
Let's do that right now, 519. Let's get an early look at your morning commute brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. And how's it looking right now, Andy?
Well, just as you guys mentioned, some traffic lights are still out depending on where power is out. I'm looking at the 6 South off-ramp coming off I-15 where I would normally see a bunch of lights changing. I don't see that. That's on 6 South as you come into downtown, but north of that in Salt Lake City, the lights were all working along 3rd West, and so just depends on where you are. Please be cautious. This early, there's not that much traffic on the roads, so you're probably okay for the most part, but be cautious. You never know. And the low visibility in some areas where the power's out, there may still be trees or branches on your neighborhood streets, possibly, so use caution where you wouldn't normally have to worry about things like that. But the freeways are crash-free right now. And delay free. And again, the wind, you'll feel it as you drive around in the northern end of Salt Lake County and through Davis, but it hasn't had any issues. And there are no restrictions in effect for high profile vehicles at this time. Are you financially prepared for your retirement? Contact Net Worth Advisory Group in Sandy for a free consultation. Call 801-566-6639. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Now Grant's back with a look at that 7-day forecast.
Winds fading down today, clouds and cool, still breezy and 63 degrees. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, a slim chance of showers and 68. Then we get our summer back here. Sunshine on Friday, we're up to 78. Pleasant-looking weekend. Sunshine 83 Saturday, 86 Sunday and sun. And then it gets even hotter next week. Monday, 89 and sunshine, 88 Tuesday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Let's see what our current temperature is. It's chilly this morning, 43 degrees downtown. That storm yesterday. And so Grant is telling us that today the winds won't be as bad as yesterday. But in the Davis County area, they're not out of the woods yet. They're still going to have up to 50, even 60 mile an hour winds. But that's not 70, 80 mile an hour winds. There's an appreciable difference between those two categories.
Well, I don't drive a giant truck. I mean, I have a diesel pickup, which is a big vehicle. And as I was coming up I-15 this morning through the midsection of the valley, you know, where I-80 splits off and heads to the canyon, it was pushing me around a little bit this morning.
Really?
So 50 miles an hour would still be enough to cause some problems. So, you know, we wish everybody luck out there. But I'll tell you, a few of my friends have those giant trees, some of them 50 years old, in front of their houses with videos of the ground heaving as the winds came along and the roots started to lift up a little bit. Just scary stuff.
Just yesterday, the pictures on Facebook of these, you know, these 100-year-old trees that are now out of the ground and lying down, and so grateful that no one was injured. And yet, those trees, Tim, are part of a community, those 100-year-old trees that I feel attached to the trees. I'm thinking about even just the trees that we planted here in our backyard when we moved into this house, trees that are older than my children. And you do get attached to those trees.
Yeah, and an investment. You know, Dave was talking about this up in Kaysville yesterday, that the investment in those trees and the cost of actually having somebody come and take them down is no small amount of change either. But yeah, you think about it in terms of a 100-year-old tree. It won't be replaced in our lifetime or your children's lifetime.
Which, and yet, is really we focus something on the important thing, which is that no one in those cases, no one was injured. And we're grateful for that. Truly, we don't mean to take our eye off the thing that's important, but it's okay to mourn the sadness of missing that tree and the expense, as you mentioned. Yeah. And today, for those of you in Davis County, stay safe up there as the 50 and 60 mile an hour winds keep blowing.
We'll do what we can to keep you on top of a changing situation out there again this morning. Coming up in just a minute, Off the Radar with Sean. There's some hope out there in the fight against coronavirus. We'll talk about that. And we hope that there is a little bright light coming for our markets after a couple of really tough days. The futures, last time I checked, were headed in the right direction, but we'll give you those numbers coming up next.
Napa know-how.
At Napa, you can get a 5-quart jug of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for $26.99. An incredible oil for an unbeatable price from the best car people around. Making this deal the best of the best of the best of the best of the best deals around. That's Mobil 1, only $26.99. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
General States pricing. Sales prices not include applicable state local taxes or recycling fees. Offer ends 9/30/20.
If you or someone you know is living with metastatic breast cancer, listen to Find Your MBC Voice Radio online at findyourmbcvoice.com, the streaming channel that helps you get informed and feel empowered when faced with a metastatic breast cancer diagnosis. Visit findyourmbcvoice.com to find your strength, to find your community, to find your MBC voice.
For a top quality kitchen or bath with top quality craftsmanship, call 3-Day Kitchen and Bath. They're always on time with no delays and meet all deadlines. Visit 3daykitchen.com.
Download the Safe UT smartphone app and get real-time crisis intervention. It's free to Utah students, parents, and educators. Download the Safe UT app or visit safeut.org.
There's hope for another breakthrough in the fight against coronavirus, and we get the details from Sean Michael Lyle at the KSL National News Desk, brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
That's right, Tim. A new weapon in the war on coronavirus has been developed by researchers at UC San Francisco. AeroNabs are nanobodies that attach to the spike protein the virus uses to enter cells of the human body, and that can prevent infection. Dr. Peter Walter.
The AeroNabs stay on the spike protein for an enormously long time. So after a week of measuring the affinity, we still haven't seen it come off the spike protein.
AeroNabs come from llamas and camels to protect them from viruses. They can be mass-produced and self-administered with an inhaler. Researchers believe it will prove effective, and clinical trials could be fast-tracked since it's not a drug or vaccine. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Nanotechnology. That's so interesting. Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by UCCU, Love Where You Bank. Airlines in the U.S. have banned over 700 people from flying for refusing to wear a mask or face mask covering on flights, according to the LA Times. Delta has banned a total of 270 passengers.
KSL Drives now. General Motors says it's going to invest $2 billion in the startup automaker Nikola. As part of the deal, GM will take an 11% ownership of the company.
Boeing says it has received its first new order this year for the grounded 737 MAX plane. The company is also working on a fix for its 787 planes, where they found a part was clamped too tightly, which could lead to premature fatigue.
Boy, this sell-off being called more of a correction, really, when it comes to the NASDAQ numbers, and it was tech stocks that were really pushing everything in the wrong direction for the last few days. Dow Jones Industrial, though, as far as futures go, recovering a little bit this hour. We're up 82 points. That's a third of a percent. The S&P is also up half a percent, or 19 points, and the NASDAQ is up over one full percent at 150 points, stands now at 11,211.
Any problems out there this morning in your morning commute? And a look at the weather forecast as well. That's just ahead on Utah's Morning News.
Crisis comes in all shapes and sizes. Each day, it seems we face at least one or two a day. Some are small and easily handled, but others can be paralyzing. And when you're faced with that kind of a crisis, how do you handle it? Who do you talk to when you're desperate for someone to really listen? Did you know there's an app for that? It's called Safe UT. When you use the Safe UT app, you'll find crisis counselors at the University Neuropsychiatric Institute at University of Utah Health to help you 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. The Safe UT smartphone app is a statewide service that provides real-time crisis intervention to Utah students, parents, and educators at no cost. Text or chat with counselors, call someone directly, or submit confidential tips to school administrators on bullying, threats, violence, or things making you feel unsafe. When you need someone to listen, use Safe UT. It's absolutely free. Download the app free on any smartphone or visit safeut.org.
With COVID-19, teachers have more on their plates than ever. To help fulfill the state requirements for health education, Select Health created B3, Brain Body Boost. This free program helps 4th, 5th, and 6th grade teachers bring health and physical activity into the classroom with fun lessons, activities, and more. Plus, teachers earn school supplies for participating. Get started today at B3Kids.com. That's B3Kids.com. Brain Body Boost, powered by Select Health.
529 means time for us to get another peek at how the roads are getting started here for a Wednesday, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. Hopefully, Andy, I can get the UDOT cameras turned on in here so I can see what's happening.
Yeah, well, they all went out completely for us yesterday for several hours because of the winds. But right now, they are looking pretty decent for the spots that I can see, at least flowing on the freeway with no delays between Ogden and Provo right now. Again, you'll feel some wind as you drive through Salt Lake County, especially the northern end, as you get up towards Davis County, and you'll feel it through Davis County itself. A few intersection lights are still out. You may see some extra time right now along 7th East going through the Mill Creek area of where Van Winkle turns into 7th East and heads up towards 33rd South in particular. Prime Meridian Healthcare, seek out care early and often with a care team that has time for your personal needs. Reduce, reverse, and reclaim your health and get your life back. PrimeMeridian.com. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9th. And what about today's forecast? Is it as crazy? Back over to you, Grant.
A lot of clouds today. It's going to stay cool, but at least the wind's starting to fade down. Not as strong. 63 the high. And then partly cloudy, slim chance of showers tomorrow, 68. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 5:30.
It's 43 degrees.
And speeds are good on our freeways right now, even as you feel the wind. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this half hour, the cleanup continues after a powerful windstorm toppled trees and power lines across northern Utah.
The crash that we heard was actually the light hitting the floor.
Our live team coverage begins with KSL News Radio's John Wojcik, live on the scene near 12th West and 4th North in Salt Lake City with the latest, John.
Yeah, Amanda, the day after hurricane force winds left a path of destruction across the area, there's now four warming centers set up to help the thousands of people still without power. One of them is right here at the Northwest Recreation Center, where I've seen a couple of people already head inside to escape the temperatures that are still in the mid-40s. The final tally yesterday was more than 170,000 homes and businesses without power, and many will stay that way throughout today.
So it's important that folks are prepared and are checking on neighbors and friends, and making sure that we can all get through this together.
Rocky Mountain Power spokesperson Spencer Hall says the most recent update is that about 111,000 customers in the state are currently without power, and unfortunately it's probably not time to exhale yet. That's because according to the National Weather Service, we still could see wind gusts about 70 miles per hour early this morning before things most likely die down in the late morning. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Davis and Salt Lake City school districts have canceled classes for today because of that windstorm and the damage it left behind, but others are planning for class. KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas has more.
While Davis and Salt Lake City districts have decided to keep their schools closed today, other districts are planning to be in session. Salt Lake City will also have food service at 8 locations, East and West High Schools, Northwest Middle School, Backman, Edison, Meadowlark, and Whittier Elementary Schools. Ogden School District will hold classes except at schools where the power is still out. Weber District will be open except for Bonneville High School, South Junior, T.H. Bell Junior, and Birch Creek, Child, Riverdale, Roosevelt, Uinta, and Washington Terrace Elementary Schools. The University of Utah will be open and operating as usual. No official word yet on Weber State, though the campus has power and employees are expected to come to work. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
We're following a developing story from the Canyon School District, which just confirmed that three of their schools are closed today because of the windstorm. Power was knocked out at Albion Middle, Brookwood Elementary, and Quail Hollow Elementary. The cancellation for those three Canyon schools covers both in-person and online classes today.
Because of the extended power outages, the Ogden Police Department is alerting people to be aware of the silent killer, carbon monoxide.
You want to be very mindful of the fact that you can't smell carbon monoxide, and it can take just a little small heater that has fuel in it, like kerosene or gasoline.
Lieutenant Brian Einon says gas-powered generators are another concern, and if you're going to use one, be sure there's proper ventilation.
A man who lives in Salt Lake's Rose Park neighborhood says the storm has brought people together as they've cleaned up fallen trees. Marcus Wolfgram says there were so many downed trees, people couldn't get out.
About five or six streets, three to four trees a street, and we're just basically just trying to clear them out.
Wolfgram and several others spent much of yesterday cutting up those fallen trees so they could be moved out of the way.
Here's the way the weather shapes up for today, according to Grant Wayman. and it has some bad news to it. Winds will continue. Good news, they won't be quite as strong as they were yesterday.
Well, it was another night where we had some strong winds in the canyon areas, but we're expecting these stronger canyon winds to finally fade out. It'll still remain breezy, but nothing like those winds that we saw yesterday. Thankfully, it gives folks a chance to get some cleanup done.
Here's the other unfortunate thing. Summer temperatures, almost 90 degrees. We'll be back this weekend.
The Golden State continues to burn. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, wildfires are burning across California from Oregon to the Mexican border. Governor Gavin Newsom blames climate change.
I quite literally have no patience for climate change. Change deniers.
Over 2 million acres have burned there. A firefighter was critically hurt on the Central Coast when his group was overrun by flames trying to protect their fire station. It was destroyed. President Trump set to announce today further reductions in U.S. troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. The president has previously said,
"The plan is to get out of endless wars, to bring our soldiers back home."
There are more than 5,000 U.S. troops in Iraq, 8,600 in Afghanistan. 10 people were killed today by a bomb in Afghanistan targeting their vice president. Amrullah Saleh suffered minor burns, correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
No one immediately claimed responsibility for the bombing, and the Taliban quickly denied they were behind the attack.
A member of the Norwegian parliament has nominated President Trump for the Nobel Peace Prize, citing the historic agreement between Israel and the United Arab Emirates. Christian Tybring-Gjedde also nominated the president in 2018. The Peace Prize is awarded October 11th. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Coming up on KSL, a limited number of fans will be allowed at LaBelle Edwards Stadium this season for BYU football games.
And KSL traffic.
So far, no crashes, but lots of intersection lights still not working from power outages. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 5:35.
Think you know the story? Think again. 93% believe it's important for our leaders to bring people together. America's actually very united. Challenge your thinking with Boyd Matheson, Inside Sources. 11 till 12 on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
When Whipple Service Champions was just a pup, I went on a misadventure to Tijuana for a paint job on my old plumbing truck, an old blood orange Ford Econoline. It was too much to paint everything white, including the door well, so I repainted it the same orange. On the way home, I parked my shiny, newly painted van on a hill in San Diego. Parking brake gave way, and down the hill it crashed into a brick flower box. Back to Tijuana for Bondo and primer. No money to repaint. The gray patch stayed on my plumbing truck for years. A lot of struggle, persistence, and not giving up passed. Now Whipple Service Champions is your best choice for plumbing, heating, air conditioning, electrical, and drain cleaning. Winner of Utah's Best of State Company 9 times in 9 years. See why? Call now and get $100 off any repair of $300 or more. 801-444-FAST. That's 801-444-FAST.
Whipple, they come, plumbing troubles all gone.
Emergencies? When you call today, we come today.
My savings are gone.
Okay, where were they last?
Here, right before I spent them on that vacation to Aruba.
Weird. Not weird. Not saving now means no money later. For free ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Boy, we had some close calls yesterday.
The crash that we heard was actually the light hitting the floor.
Winds, like hurricane force winds yesterday along the northern part of the Wasatch Front. And we will keep an eye on winds that are expected to get up to as high as 50, maybe even gust of 70 miles an hour throughout the day today.
Utah Jazz star Rudy Gobert has received another honor. KSL sports reporter Jeremiah Jensen has more.
Rudy Gobert has been named to the NBA's all-defensive first team. It's the fourth straight year he's earned that honor. He ranked third in the NBA in defensive win shares and contested 16.4 shots per game, which was second in the league.
Jeremiah reports Gobert has now passed Karl Malone and Mark Eaton, becoming the first Jazz player ever to earn the honor 4 times.
Good news for Cook fans today. It was announced by BYU that up to 6,000 fans will be allowed for the football home opener coming up Saturday, September 26th. One of the big changes to the ticket policy this season is that they will only sell tickets on a game-by-game basis. Attendance for the home opener against Troy is capped at 6,000 fans. They will be split into 4 sections of about 1,500 people each and will use a different spot to enter and exit the stadium.
Meanwhile, Oklahoma head football coach Lincoln Riley says the program will no longer make public the COVID-19 test results of their players.
Just like, you know, we would with an injury, we're not going to, you know, we made the decision to not broadcast that. I know we'd been probably the most transparent school in the country up until then, but you don't want to give your team a competitive disadvantage, so we're not going to do that.
I can understand that.
Yeah.
Tim, can you understand? I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah, and any team, you know, because of injury, knows that a starting quarterback or a starting receiver or a starting defensive back isn't going to be there, they will key in on those injuries. And so, you know, change their offenses, maybe target some things differently than they otherwise would. So I don't. Yeah. Oh, and Adam just telling me we need to let everybody know that all Weber schools are going to be closed today. We mentioned that Davis was going to be closed, Salt Lake City going to be closed, mostly because of the power outages. Fingers crossed that the winds don't cause any more problems. But add Weber now to that list of school closures.
Right now on KSL News Time is 5:39. Let's get another early look at your morning commute. Brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. And back over to you, Andy.
Amanda, traffic moving fairly well on the freeways this morning. You'll feel the wind in some spots. But as far as delays go, haven't seen a whole lot of that. As you exit off the freeway in Salt Lake City, there's a few intersection lights that aren't working. Also scattered ones throughout the Salt Lake Valley and in Davis County as well. So be careful. Treat them as four-way stops and be patient as you have to until you can get to the freeways. So far, so good in the construction zones in Lehigh. It's been a little bit heavy traffic northbound on I-15 and American Fork, but nothing to worry about in the Roy Clearfield Layton construction. Don't leave education to chance. With 15 years of experience, Utah Online is prepared to meet Utah students' academic needs this fall. Visit utahonline.org to learn more. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. Let's see what the afternoon looks like as we check your forecast with Grant Wayman.
Clouds cool today, at least the winds, stronger winds fading down from those canyon areas. Remaining breezy but cool, 63. Tomorrow partly cloudy, a slight chance of showers, and 68. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Starting the morning, 43 degrees downtown.
As kids are going back to school, in general, not today in some districts because of the power outages, teachers are trying to spot any signs of child abuse that may have happened during the quarantine. We'll have a report on that, an in-depth report from Paul Nelson just ahead on KSL News Radio.
Stay right there. It's coming up at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Thanks again for starting this Wednesday morning with Tim and Amanda on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
The most dangerous day for a baby is the first day of life. Those first 24 hours that should be moments of joy take the lives of thousands of babies every day. In fact, every 30 seconds, another child is lost. They die from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. The worst part, it's preventable. For nearly 60 years, Project Hope has been working around the world to save the lives of mothers and babies at risk. Right now, Project Hope is training local healthcare workers to safely deliver and care for babies in those critical first moments of life. Project Hope is delivering medicines and medical supplies to prevent deadly disease, giving precious newborns the healthy start they need to survive and thrive. This tragedy can be stopped. Make sure her first day of life is not her last. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope's efforts to save newborns now, visit projecthope.org.
The biggest free labor sale is happening now at Ogden Flooring. The latest styles and colors at the lowest prices of the year. Free installation and lifetime labor warranty included. Visit ogdensflooring.com.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie. This is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Give a little talking to man, mano a mano.
Hey, Steve. It's now a good time?
No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Just want to remind you, if you haven't already done so, to download the KSL News Radio app. It's instant access to just about anything you need to know, particularly on a day like the one we had yesterday. To have all that late-breaking information at your fingertips would have come in handy before you headed out on the road, or even if you already were out there. So make sure you get it wherever you download your apps. It's powered by our friends at Any Hour Services. KSL News Time, 544. The three things you need to know this hour. First, Weber County schools are closed today. The district made the call in the past few minutes with so many schools still without power after yesterday's windstorm. Salt Lake and Davis schools are also closed today.
Second, Rocky Mountain Power still reports 109,000 outages this morning. They say it could take 2 or 3 days to restore service to some of those customers.
Third, let's see how the roads are doing to start the morning. Brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your faith.
So far, no problems on the freeways in Salt Lake or Davis counties, but we've got a little bit of slowing northbound I-15 American Fork just before the Pioneer Crossing exit. Looks like due to construction. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Strong canyon wind subsiding today. It's going to be cool with clouds 63. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now it's 43 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
A firestorm hitting the West Coast from Washington State to Southern California. There are at least 200 large wildfires burning right now. ABC's Alex Stone is in L.A.
At least here in Southern California, the Santa Ana winds, which honestly don't seem that bad at the moment. It's really not windy here. They're due to hit their peak midday today and then begin dying down. The wind is everything in these fires. The wind is what pushes flames into neighborhoods like in Medford, Oregon overnight. So things should begin getting better later today.
Thousands had to be evacuated from Medford, Oregon throughout the night. AstraZeneca's COVID vaccine trial is being done at Oxford University and has now been put on pause after a human subject developed an unexplained illness. New study of patients with severe cases of COVID-19 finding the virus can cause long-term damage to lungs that lasts after the infection is gone. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell announcing the Senate will vote tomorrow on a Republican coronavirus relief plan. Democrats say it doesn't do nearly enough for those who need it. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. Child abuse prevention advocates say don't be fooled by a recent drop in the number of reported child abuse cases. They say abuse is just as common as ever, but many cases are going unreported during the pandemic.
Now that kids are going back to school, teachers are trying to spot any signs of child abuse that may have happened while in quarantine. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more in this in-depth report.
The beginning of the school year has been relatively mellow for the Jordan School District.
Kids were excited to be back. The majority of students were wearing their masks appropriately.
And as the students get settled back into school life, Canyon School District social work specialist Wayne Trice says teachers and counselors are looking closely to see if a child's showing major changes in their behavior.
Their behavior is over the top aggressive or intense or negative.
The district has a relatively new tool that can help them sift through possible warning signs of child abuse or neglect. They call it a universal screener, and this is the second year they've used it in elementary schools. It lets the teachers upload any red flags they see into a program, and it gives them guidance on what the problem might be.
Teachers 3 times a year enter information into our dashboard, and it gives us a sense of externalizing and internalizing symptoms of students.
Child abuse prevention advocates say the number of reported cases of abuse and neglect went down during the school shutdown, but they have no reason to believe that's due to a drop in actual abuse.
Rates of domestic violence have gone up during the pandemic, and generally speaking, rates of child abuse and neglect do follow the trend lines of domestic violence.
Prevent Child Abuse Utah Executive Director Lorianne Thorpe says teachers made up the largest group of people reporting abuse to authorities last year, but during the pandemic, that safety net was taken away. So she says now is the time for extended family, grandparents, aunts, uncles, to check on the family to see how they're handling the stressors. And there are some not-so-obvious things to look for.
It's always a good idea to ask if the family has a pet, how the pet is doing, and can you see the pet, because sometimes there is a correlation between animal abuse and child abuse.
She also says if a parent catches themselves doing something they swore they would never do, that's when they need to reach out for help. Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
See, now that's a suggestion I never would have thought of. How is the pet doing? And if the pet has been subjected to any kind or is not doing well, that's a big red flag that the child might not be doing well as well.
Yeah. It was one of the main concerns and continues to be throughout this pandemic that, you know, if everybody's cooped up in the house together and there's unemployment, so there's money stress, and there may have already been some relationship problems and the kid can't go to school to get away from it, that spousal abuse, child abuse, you know, may incidents may be on the rise. But we're happy that Paul Nelson and some experts there giving us some things to watch for as your kids get back into the classroom.
That's the In-Depth at 15 and 45.
5:49 means time for us to see how things are doing on the roads out there. Brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. Andy Farnsworth, sounds like we're off to a little better start than we had yesterday.
Yeah, the winds are already a little, already quite a bit less in Davis County. There are no restrictions for high-profile vehicles, in case anybody was wondering, from Ogden to downtown at this time. We've got the cameras shaking a little bit in Davis County, especially at Park Lane in Farmington, but not as bad as yesterday, as Tim said. You do still have power outages, so that means some intersection lights are out. Be careful, especially as you come off your neighborhood streets and onto bigger thoroughfares, especially coming off I-15 into downtown. And we had a slowdown I-15 American Fork. Looks like it was just Highway Patrol slowing it down a little bit while they wrapped up some construction work in Lehigh. Durden's Appliance and Mattress in Bountiful will check all competitors' prices and offer you the lowest price on your new appliances. Visit durdensappliance.com, brands you know at prices you'll love. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. And let's find out what's going on with this weather. Does it warm up at all before the end of the 7 days? Back over to you, Grant.
Summer weather is making a comeback here eventually, but today clouds cool, at least the strong winds fading down, and 63. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, slim chance of shower, 68. Then it warms up to 78 on Friday. A great-looking day with sunshine. Sunny, 83 on Saturday. More sunshine Sunday. We're up to 88, or rather 86. 89 the high on Monday with sunshine, and 88 Tuesday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now, downtown, it's 43 degrees. This is Suicide Prevention Week, Tim. And we had a chance yesterday to speak with a wonderful woman about that, Annie Lieber. But I'm going to be hosting a program. Tomorrow? Tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know what?
It's
weeks
Wednesday.
Weeks when we don't have a Monday, I get confused. I get confused in general. But tomorrow, Thursday, is Suicide Prevention Day. But during the noon hour tomorrow, I'll be hosting a program that is sponsored by Salt Lake Behavioral Health Hospital. And it will focus on a number of issues around the topic of suicide. One of them that I think will be particularly interesting is I'll speak with somebody who answers the suicide hotline. So if you ever were curious, what would happen if I called that hotline? Mm. Whether I'm a teenager or an adult, I call that hotline, I'm in pain. What if I have a hard time talking? What if I call that hotline and all I say is I'm in pain? Or what if I call that hotline and I want to be anonymous? Or I call the hotline and I just cry. I mean, what happens when I call that number? Mm-hmm. That will be one of the topics that we'll have tomorrow. And we will focus on young people for part of the hour, because that's a very, pain is pain, but that is a different conversation if you're 13 or 14. It's hard to imagine someone that young, but those people also experience pain and do take their own lives, and it's all the more tragic when they do.
And the strength expertise that somebody on the other side of the phone has to have.
Can you imagine?
In calming that situation and comforting someone and then getting them to agree to tell them where they are so they can send help. My goodness.
Mm. Yeah.
That'll be an interesting conversation tomorrow. Noon, right?
For a full hour. KSL.
You'll want to be here for that, of course. Coming up in 2 minutes, we'll see how the roads are doing this morning again. Or actually, we'll check your money news. We will get another peek at how the roads are doing just before we get to the top of the hour. KSL News Time now, 5:52.
This is Joe Cordell with the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. If you're a man and you need help with a family law matter, time may be of the essence. While most family law courts did not fully close due to the COVID virus, most slowed down dramatically, focusing primarily on emergency matters. The result, as you might predict, is a backlog of cases for courts to work through as they resume their normal schedules. So filing early may be advantageous. But don't just rush forward. First, be sure your goals are realistic, that the cost makes sense. You likely have other questions. In other words, this means we should talk. You can meet with us by phone, video, or in person. Remember, Cordell & Cordell has years of experience helping guys just like you with issues just like these. After all, this is what we do.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Salt Lake City area attorneys, a partner men can count on. Online at CordellCordell.com. Office in Midvale and Clearfield. 910 West Legacy Center Way, Suite 120, Midvale, Utah, 84047.
Take KSL everywhere on the KSL News Radio app.
or on the app for radio.com.
We've always had villains to face.
Bad guys to take down. But you...
You are the most horrible of all.
Just because you're tough, it doesn't mean we can't beat you.
We're here because we've had enough of you.
We all have the power to do something.
To change something.
To stand up to cancer.
Every single one of us is mortal.
Even me.
Even me.
One person is not a team.
But when we join together...
You don't stand a chance. But inside, we are all heroes.
We are resilient.
We are powerful.
And we will win.
Marvel Studios' Avengers Endgame, MasterCard, and Stand Up to Cancer are joining together today to help take down one of the biggest villains of all. Cancer. Join us now at standuptocancer.org/MasterCard.
Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by UCCU. Love where you bank. Marriott says it will lay off 673 workers in its Bethesda, Maryland headquarters due to the slump in travel. The hotel company says job cuts start on October 23rd.
KSL Drives. A Canadian auto workers union has targeted Ford as they work on a new contract that will impact the big three auto companies in the U.S. The union wants Ford to make more commitments to Canadian auto factories.
J.P. Morgan Chase says a number of its employees and customers may have abused the Paycheck Protection Program and other coronavirus stimulus programs. The New York-based bank said it is working with law enforcement now on their investigations.
Let's take a look at your money at this moment. And after some rough days, we are headed up in the futures. The Dow futures up 118, that's 0.4%. S&P futures up 21.7, that's 0.6. The Nasdaq futures up 153, that is 1.4%.
And it's time for Cougar Tracks. Time for us to check in with Mitch Harper.
After a dominating 55-3 win over the Navy midshipmen on Monday, could this be a program-changing victory for Kalani Sitake? The fifth-year head coach wants to definitely build off this momentum.
I don't know if you can define everything from one game. I don't like to be defined by one game from the previous four years as a head coach, and so I'd just like to build on this, you know. And these guys worked really hard. I'm just proud of them. I'm proud of the leaders on our team. Proud of Matt Bushman, things that he did as a leader for our team to get us to this point. Kairos Tonga, all the seniors on our team, they responded well, man. I was really proud of them, but this is – players made it happen. I'm just proud of them. They did exactly what I wanted them to do, and they're starting to own the team and own the program, and I'm really proud of them.
BYU will have a bye this weekend before heading back on the road for another cross-country trip to face Army West Point on September 19th. With Cougar Tracks from Annapolis, Maryland, I'm Mitch Harper on your legacy home of the BYU Cougars, KSL News Radio.
And the news at this hour is brought to you by Trajan Wealth.
If you've recently retired or been offered early retirement, there are a lot of important decisions that need to be made. I'm Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth. Important questions like, how do I know if I have enough money to retire? If I die, will my money be subject to probate? When is the best time to draw Social Security? How will I be impacted by losing my health coverage? Also, we're in a contentious political year. How will this affect you? Important questions, and Trajan Wealth can help. Trajan Wealth is a local, trusted financial fiduciary that always has your best interest in mind and will help you in and through your upcoming retirement. Don't trust advisors sitting in a call center and in another state to help you navigate such an important time in your life. Local, trusted, face-to-face, eye-to-eye, and always here for you. Call today. 801-899-7600, 801-899-7600, or visit TrajanWealth.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Don't miss the gigantic three-day piano liquidation sale at the Piano Gallery in Murray, happening this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Millions in piano inventory from across the country must be sold. Save hundreds, even thousands of dollars on new and used inventory, including grands, uprights, and digitals from Yamaha, Clavinova, and other top-name brands. It's all happening this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, only at the Piano Gallery in Murray.
Sure, humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me, I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Summer is behind us. The colder fall and winter months stretch out ahead. Traffic is starting to back up a little more. And the 2020 election will be here before you know it.
I approve this message.
The next few weeks are a time to stay dialed in. So stay informed. Ask Alexa each morning. Play KSL News Radio. And join us here, Utah's all-day companion for news.
KSL News Time is 5:59. Let's get another early look at your morning commute brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. And back over to you, Andy.
We'll still have intersection lights scattered through Weber, Davis, and Salt Lake counties without power. So any of those you come upon, treat as a four-way stop. Traffic's been light enough that there hasn't been any significant delay at any of these intersections. We'll see how that goes as the morning goes along. Construction appears to have wrapped up I-15 in Lehigh. Don't see any delays through the Utah County construction or south from Ogden to downtown on the freeways. The first phase of the new Salt Lake City International Airport opens September 15th and is ready to fly when you are. For more information, visit slcairport.com. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Here's the way the weather shapes up for today. 63 degrees. We'll still have an overnight low of 40, and they're calling for about a 10% chance of showers. We'll stay in the 60s tomorrow and increase the chance of showers actually to 20%. But by the weekend, believe it or not, we're going to be knocking on the door of 90 degrees again. Monday expecting a high of 89. We'll have a closer look at your 7-day forecast coming up with Grant's help in the next half hour.
Your all-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app, sponsored by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.